Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today's episode will feature interviews with two companies that employ work campers. One is White Rock Conservancy, an outdoor recreation area in Iowa, and the other is Good Sam, a company that evaluates campgrounds and RV parks across the country. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Our first interview is with Daniel Goodall, the Executive Director of White Rock Conservancy, a 5,500-acre nature preserve west of Des Moines, Iowa. Features 40 miles of trails for mountain biking, hiking, and horseback riding. Work campers help manage 13-site RV park, 3 campgrounds for tent camping, and 6 houses that are rented out as well. It is located in the Raccoon Valley in an area that is being preserved as a natural prairie. It is almost void of light pollution, which also makes it a favorite for people who enjoy stargazing. Volunteer work campers typically work 3 to 5 days for 1 month or even an entire season, doing things from lawn care and trail maintenance to office work and painting in exchange for a free RV site. To tell us more about the work camping opportunities at White Rock Conservancy, please welcome Executive Director Daniel Goodall to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Daniel. I appreciate it. As the Executive Director of the White Rock Conservancy, tell us about what this program is all about.
Well, right, White Rock Conservancy is located about 65 miles west of Des Moines. We're 5,500 acres in the Middle Raccoon River Valley, and we're about a 15-year-old nonprofit. We've got one nice RV campground with about 13 slots and three campgrounds for tent camping, about 6 houses that we rent out on Airbnb, and we also do agricultural work. We have about 40 miles of trails for mountain biking, hiking, horseback riding. And it's really a great place in west central Iowa to come and visit and spend some time out of doors in the open spaces.
Now, a conservancy means that you are protecting the land. Is that correct?
That's correct. This land is protected in perpetuity for purposes of conservation and for purposes of supporting the nonprofit. So we're part of maybe one of the most endangered ecosystems in the United States. It's a oak savanna. A lot of farmers, of course, plowed out the prairies and bulldozed all the trees to make a place to grow the corn and soybeans, and we preserve that in the Middle Raccoon River Valley and are trying to keep that as a place where there's still prairie and prairie reconstruction and a great place for forest and trees and people to recreate out of doors.
So if people wanted to get a glimpse of what the Old West prairie was before all the land was settled, they'd probably get a good idea of what that was by visiting.
There are prairie remnants all around, and you have to be a little bit knowledgeable about you know what that looks like. But prairies can be very beautiful places, and they're constantly changing. And we've got some of that at White Rock and some of that in the areas you know surrounding us in Guthrie County.
So you're looking for volunteer work campers mostly?
Mostly we're looking for volunteers, unless there's somebody with a really special skill set. We need volunteers during the summer for our camp host positions. And we've got two of those opening, one at what we call the Oak Ridge Campground and one at Starfield Campground, which is mostly tent camping, but it's a place that we keep dark on purpose. And it's a place where people can come out and see the Milky Way at night if the skies are clear.
Is that one of those registered dark sky night spaces?
We call ourselves a dark sky space. If you know about that, of course, the lights of Des Moines are slowly encroaching westward and things, but we have asked and do have special lighting around, and we ask campers when they go in to bring their cars back out to the front, keep the lights off at night, not run generators and things like that. And we're a place in a campground that doesn't have campsites right next to each other. They're widely dispersed out on kind of fingers that go down into the valley. And so people like that as well about the place.
I bet the Starfield is just incredible.
It's really a fun place, and we have every year at the end of August, we have the Ames Amateur Astronomy Club comes out, and all of these fellows that are expert in telling about what's going on in the night sky and bringing their telescopes out, give people that aren't experts in that a chance to look through telescopes and find out a little bit more about what's going on in the night sky. And that's really a special event, one of many that we have at White Rock Conservancy.
So the work campers that you're going to be looking for are just serving as campground hosts. That means making sure people check in and check out and keep the spaces tidy?
Yeah, we have kiosks and things at our campground, but really it depends on the skill set of the people involved as well. And if you're a volunteer and you want to work a full 5-day week and you have some skills in maintenance, you like to do lawn care, you like to do painting, you like to work in agriculture, you can help out on the trail maintenance, even office work, we're open to that. And if you're really good, like last year we had a fellow, I advertised in Work Camper, and a fellow applied who'd been a construction worker in California in the union for about 14 years, and we needed a handyman all summer, and he worked out really great, and we paid him about $12 an hour and gave him a free place to stay, and we were really happy to have him because he fixed a lot of stuff that we needed in some of our Airbnb farmhouses that we've got there.
Farmhouses? That sounds like it'd be a fun place to stay.
Well, we not only have tent camping and RV camping as well, but in bringing all this land together that makes up White Rock Conservancy, of course, it was a lot of small-scale farmers sold off their farms in this area where agriculture maybe wasn't so good in the river valleys. And so we've kept these farmhouses it's like going and visiting grandpa and grandpa in the old days, except you can do it on Airbnb. So we've got about six of those that we're trying to keep full, especially during the summer months.
What kind of requirements are there for these positions? Do you have formal requirements?
Well, we of course we'd look at the background of what you've done. You'd have to be a willing worker, showing up on time, and we just negotiate what your work schedule would look like. Some people want to work 3 days a week, and we can work with you. We're just very flexible as far as that goes, and you just have to be somebody that likes to work with people and be friendly and be congenial hosts at the campground and work well with the White Rock employees as well.
What kind of commitment are you looking for?
We've taken people as short as a month, and then we'd love to have people that would work before Labor Day and after Memorial Day, or the other way around. But anyway, it's spring to fall. But again, that's negotiable too. If somebody came in and you're neat people and you want to come out and volunteer and it's say 3 weeks, 1 month, 6 months, that would be great.
Okay. And where can people get more information?
Well, we have a long email address, and we'd love to for you to visit our website, www.whiterockconservancy.org. And you'll find my number on there and my email address, and you're welcome to give us a call anytime at our Burr Oak Visitor Center at White Rock Conservancy near Coon Rapids, Iowa.
Very good. You're hiring now for positions next summer?
2020. We're looking for people in 2020 right now. That's why I came down here to beautiful Heber Springs, and I know there's a good concentration of people down here, and so we're looking for some camp hosts for this summer or other people that want to come and volunteer at White Rock.
And when will you make the hiring decisions?
Whenever we get somebody good.
Oh, very good. So if somebody applied in October and you thought they'd be really good, they could secure the job. And
if they were committing and saying, look, we're going to show up, March or April or May 15th and we'll stay till September and we look at your application, you look good, we'll make that decision right away. But if we don't find anybody right now, then certainly we'll end up advertising in Work Camper again and looking for people that may fit the bill for us.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I really appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck in the future.
Well, thanks for the interview. I really appreciate it as well.
White Rock Conservancy would be a fun place to work, especially if you love nature. Living among remnants of traditional prairie land would offer a unique experience reminiscent of the Old West. Then, at night, the ability to scan the sky in an area that offers clear viewing of the Milky Way galaxy would be just as amazing. As a volunteer at White Rock Conservancy, you can serve as a campground host who checks in guests and tidies up after they leave, or you can work as a gardener doing agricultural work. WorkCampers also help with prescribed burns to properly maintain the prairie. There are plenty of things to do that you can help out with at White Rock Conservancy. Like I said before, it would be an ideal volunteer job for someone who enjoys nature and wants to help other people discover the benefits of being outdoors. With miles of trails for hiking and mountain biking, there are lots of opportunities for you to spend time in nature when you're not working. It was nice to talk to Daniel Goodall, the executive director, about the mission he and his staff are engaged in to preserve the land for future generations. For more information about White Rock Conservancy and what it's all about and the types of jobs WorkCampers can do, check out their website at www.whiterockconservancy.org. Our next guest is Peggy Holloway with Good Sam, a membership organization serving more than 2 million RVers. There are more than 2,400 RV parks and campgrounds affiliated with Good Sam. For many years, people have come to rely upon Good Sam's campground ratings when making decisions about where to stay when they're traveling. When a campground achieves a Good Sam rating of 10, 10, 10, people know it as one of the best RV parks in the country. Good Sam is looking for work campers to travel the nation conducting those campground evaluations. There are currently 38 teams of work campers who visit each private campground in their territory once a year to check out those amenities that it offers and evaluate its appearance and cleanliness. These teams also sell advertisements to the campground to promote their business on the annual Good Sam Travel Guide and website. They don't have to design the ads, just sell the space, and the Good Sam staff handles the rest. Peggy is looking for independent contractors who are experienced in sales and marketing to work from March to March every year. To explain more about the requirements of the job and to tell us more about what Good Sam is all about, please welcome Peggy Holloway to the show. Thanks for joining us, Peggy. Appreciate the time. Tell us a little bit about Good Sam and what it does.
Well, Good Sam provides information for RV parks all over the U.S. and Canada. We have over 2,400 parks, and we promote the amenities, we promote the locations for parks, and we provide for our over 2,200 members information about these parks, their amenities, and where they're located and how to get to those parks.
I think anybody who has seen an advertisement for a campground is familiar with the Good Sam ratings. The highest is the 10-10-10, which is the ideal. And you're looking for people to help evaluate those parks, is that right?
That's correct. We have currently 38 teams that work across the U.S. and Canada. We're looking for someone who has a background in sales, who loves to travel and see the country. And we're going to ask them to go into a park. They have information they're trained on that they're looking for. We train each team in March of the year, of each year, and we send them out into their protected territory.
Meaning they're the only ones in that territory.
That's correct. We give them a list of all private parks, and they'll go there and rate that park for our travel guide. And they will also sell advertising to those parks.
Do they set their own schedule as to when they're going to be interviewing the people? I mean, the parks that they go to in whatever order they want to go to?
Yes, they do. They are an independent contractor. They have a certain time frame that they have to get the information into us. But okay. Their work schedule is their own.
They get to pick their own place. So if they were doing like a group of four states, they could spend 1 month in each state if they wanted to, but you're not going to tell them that you have to be at this campground on this date or that campground on that date.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. What are the requirements?
Well, we like them to have a background in sales.
Okay.
We require that it is a team because of the inspections of the restrooms, and we just feel that it's better for a team, and the requirement is they do have to have a motorhome or a camper trailer.
Okay, so they do have to have an RV.
Yes, they do.
And so the commitment that is required is a full year, I understand.
Yes, we hire each team for a one-year commitment. Then if they want to come back and they've done a good job, we will rehire them again. But each contract is for 1 year.
For one full year.
Yes.
Okay, and that runs from March to March?
It will run It will be like a calendar year, 2000, okay. 2021.
Okay.
That's what we're hiring for right now is 2021.
2021. And so if people wanted to interview or to apply for this job, what would it require? Or what would they do?
Well, they can go online to goodsam.com and get the information. Or they can contact Good Sam reps. If they know any of the Good Sam reps, they can contact me.
Contact you, and you'll provide them the information and the application.
Yes.
They get sent a resume. All that's done online. The interviews are done over the phone or online?
No, the interviews will be done by two of our directors.
Okay.
They will meet with them in certain parts of the country and interview. A lot of times they'll fly into an airport and interview.
In person?
In person, yes. The interviews are in person.
Oh, very good. And people are paid by commission only, is that right? It's not an hourly job.
No, it's not an hourly job. You will be given a territory that has so many parks in it that you will have enough to make a good income. But you will try to find new parks, or you will try to find parks that have not advertised in the past that might like to advertise with Good Sam.
Are there any perks with this? Do they get free campground or something like that?
If you stay in Good Sam campgrounds, you get a 10% discount.
Okay.
The expenses are all of yours, but the commission is well enough that it offsets that. The perks with Good Sam, if you've worked for any sales, they have excellent support material. You'll be given media kits. You'll be given
logos and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, all of the specifications that you need for the Good Sams, all those information is provided for you.
Are the work campers responsible for designing the ads, or does the Good Sam staff do that?
We have an excellent Good Sam staff. They do excellent advertising, pictures, and ads. No, all you have to do is sell it. The company takes care from that point on.
Okay, that's good. Is there any support provided? If people have trouble, they could use some help or just advice.
Yes, we're kind of a tight-knit family. If you have any problems, you can call any one of the other teams if you have a question. You also have an account coordinator that you can contact any day and say, what do I do about this particular, how can you help me with this area that I'm not sure what to do? Yes, each team has one.
We've been hearing a lot at Work Camper Rendezvous that people need to have a 2, 3, and even 5-year plan. So this is the type of job that people would want to put on their long-term radar, because they'll need a year's lead time pretty much in order to go through the interviewing process and things like that. You're looking for 2021 at this point.
Yes, that is correct.
Very good. And Good Sam has a pretty good reputation, right?
If you look us up on Wikipedia, it says the number one travel information where you can buy guides and find online about camping in all of the United States and Canada.
Super. So people go to goodsam.com and click on jobs to get more information?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. It was nice chatting with Peggy Holloway about the opportunity to evaluate campgrounds for Good Sam. I should note that Good Sam is looking for campground evaluators for the 2021 season. The firm already has teams in place for the coming year. There are some good perks that come with the job that experienced salespeople will enjoy, such as protected territories with an opportunity to earn very good commissions on the types of jobs they sell. Good Sam offers a good training program to not only help people sell the ads, but more importantly, to know what to look for when evaluating a campground to ensure those ratings are consistent between one team and another. The ratings are invaluable to traveling RVers, and this is an opportunity to not only make a very good living, but also to be tremendously helpful to others who are planning their own adventures. For more information, visit jobs.goodsam.com. These are just a few of the jobs that are available to work campers, and Work Camper News Magazine, an online publication, can connect you to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. We've got one more episode this year, and we'll be talking to a woman on Tuesday who does medical coding from her RV. We'll see you next week on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.